Back in the 1970s, a group of young Ukrainian guys from Montreal burst onto the Ukrainian-Canadian music scene, and this sensation went by the name of Rushnichok. These young musicians brought a fresh new sound to Ukrainian communities across Canada. They created a unique blend of old-world musical traditions and the new emerging musical styles of the new world that so many Ukrainians now found themselves in. Rushnichok for many years were active on the Ukrainian-Canadian music scene, gigging in the Montreal area and doing the summer festival circuit across the country, and they stayed together long enough to record 5 albums. They disbanded back in the early 1980s, but they created a legacy that has endured and is enjoying a revival or resurrection of sorts in our Facebook-dominated world. This has prompted the group to digitize their albums and post some YouTube videos for the enjoyment of a new generation, as well as longtime fans from the past. The group's drummer, Steve Andrusiak, kindly sent some of these tracks to Nash Holis and agreed to talk with us about the group then and now.
One of the first on Facebook. Somebody had formed a Rushnichok fan club or something. And
yes.
Yeah. That was really in the early days of Facebook.
Well, it wasn't us. We didn't form it. It really did come from someone who just took the initiative. And I saw this and I thought, well, there's actually an interest. So I started contributing a few words here and there and encouraging them. And it's not going gangbusters or anything, but it really is rewarding to know that people still remember who we are and have an affinity for our music.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't, Pavlina, we haven't played steadily since August of 1980. So it's rather remarkable, to say the least, that there's still an endearment and an endurance to the name, the brand, and what we put out on vinyl to begin with, and then went to 8 tracks and cassettes, and now digitally. It's really spanned the years, and I think to the credit of all the guys, we're still friends.
That is kind of neat.
Well, we feel pretty good about it.
Yes.
We actually have, but it happens perhaps once every 5 years. I mean, aside from the fact that we'll maybe get together at a party and do a few numbers, but we played at a reunion in 1991, in the fall of 91.
Mm-hmm.
94, 95, we were invited to play at a wedding in Edmonton, and we also took advantage of a summer camp to get together with some kids in the Laurentian Mountains, in the foothills of the Laurentian Mountains in Quebec, and to tape it. And that really was the basis for a half-hour film that came out in 1995, but it was on VHS, and I've had this, and I finally digitized it, and I thought, well, I need to really pare it down, and what you see online is what I posted on YouTube just last week, and we've almost got 1,000 views. It's amazing. No, it's amazing. It's so cool.
Yeah, it is. Very cool.
Well, we played in 2000. Someone invited us to Vegas, believe it or not, and appeared in 2003 and 2006. And I think we have a breadth of experience that speaks well to, you know, still contributing.
Пора, и я же мушу с тобою попрощатись. И держу я твою нежную руку, бо не хочу розлучатись. Якщо затримаю ще трохи довше, чи ти слухатимешся до серця мого? Ну так прийшов той час, треба йти без вагання, та бачу в твоїх очах миле хвилювання. Якщо затримаю ще трошки довше, чи ти слухатимешся до серця мого? Якщо затримаю ще трошки довше, чи ти слухатимешся серця мого? Може, почуєш мій стукіт кохання, яке затаїлось терпінню бажання? Прислухайся, тебе благаю, це може бути останній вже раз, що тебе я пригортаю.
Пора, і треба в дорогу, чи ще побачимося знову, хіба ще матимемо змогу без тебе ледве, чи я зможу? Якщо затримаю ще трошки довше, чи ти слухатимешся до серця мого? Якщо затримаю ще трошки довше, чи прислухатимеш до серця мого?
Back in the day, Irushnachuk was a big name, and I'm talking out here on the prairies where there are lots of polka bands, and on here on the West Coast after I came out here 25 years ago, Irushnachuk really had real strong name recognition. You were recognizable, strong, very popular brand as well as a band, and people loved you because of what you did, but also because you were out there and you had the moxie to get a brand name and really just get out there.
Well, Nazo Proselina Dolphin, that was the big break. And
was
then
it?
And then Vagerville. Well, as far as opening up the West was concerned, Dolphin and then Vagerville followed the Pesanka Festival shortly after there. The Vesna Festival, and we've been to each of those two or three times. I think we've been to Dauphin three times, and I think what appealed to people was that we were different. You have wonderful polka bands out west, just wonderful bands and musicians, and they're skilled and they're good and terrific voices. And I mean, we followed not quite on the heels of Mickey and Bunny, but in right after the D Drifters and the mm-hmm. Mickey and Bunny. So they had their own style, and mm-hmm. we grew up post-World War II. Our parents came east after the Second World War, and we grew up in that milieu. Mm-hmm. So what you were hearing was Ukrainian, but different, but respectful. See, mm-hmm. so we were delighted to be there. We performed. People heard and saw something a little bit different. And it took off. Without diminishing any of what was already out there, we stood out in our own way.
Yeah, maybe, and that's the respectful aspect of it that made you so beloved. What year was that, Stefan?
Whoa, it must have been 72 or so, 71, 72. We formed on New Year's Eve, 1969. That was our first ever
wow.
performance.
Wow. Well, you know, I recall those days, and I didn't care for Mickey and Bunny that much. I didn't care for I liked them a lot better now, in retrospect, the polka bands. There was a certain kind of polka band that I really didn't like, and those were the kinds that were a mishmash and very little Ukrainian. It was just I like it now because it's unique. It's a prairie sound, but there was so much watering down. There was no the cimbala was gone. There was basically, if there's anything, was accordion, guitar and drums, and maybe a fiddle. But I remember when I was a kid going into the deep, dark woods of places like Erin, Saskatchewan, they'd have family weddings, and they'd have a cimbala and a violin, and that music just, I loved it. It was, it's a little kid. It's a little wee kid, you know. But when my dad put records on, where that was sound wasn't there. It was something different. It was, you know, mm-hmm. in all these other influences that I didn't care for because I was looking for that cimbala violin sound. Then you guys came along, groups like you, like Buya, like the Eastern, the post-World War II, where you were still, you know, your parents were still fresh from Ukraine. They hadn't been watered down a generation or two in Canada. And you came up with this fresh sound. And there was no cimbala, but there was that sound. And that, I think, I don't know if there were many other people like me who kind of felt the same. Maybe they weren't aware of it. But that, to me, Yurushna Chok had that new, yes, that's something different that you said that people saw and they liked. Maybe that's why you were so popular. Maybe people did have that feeling that they were losing something and you guys brought it back.
Oh,
I've been chatting with Steve Andrusiak, drummer for the group Rushnichuk, the Montreal sensation from the 1970s. The two songs that you heard were Listen to My Heart, Sluchatime Serce Moho, and The Mosquito, Komad. And incidentally, Steve told me that song, The Mosquito, was the most requested song that the group had whenever they performed in the West. Rushnichuk's music is available on iTunes, and if you'd like more information online, just Google Rushnichuk 1 or go to the Nashola's website and you'll find a link to Rushnichuk there. Steve will be back with us next week to share more of the music and the story of Rushnichuk. Stay tuned.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnichuk, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі, від всіх наших членів оркестри Рушничок, великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос».